Good morning, you all. It is February the 10th. Yeah, February the 10th, 2023. So kudos to anybody that has made it to see 2023. Like, that's a blessing. It's February the 10th. Like, we in the 10th day of February already. So I hope everybody is doing, decent. You know how life is. We all have our days, good, bad, but I hope everybody is in the right state of mind. I just wanted y'all to, well, I wanted to talk to you all while I was getting dressed because I felt some things in my spirit. I was just getting dressed. Like, I was on a whole different vibe. I won't overthinking, think about nothing too much, just in the mirror, just doing my daily routine. And I felt like God started speaking to me. And I really don't know where it came from, but it's just a message. And maybe it's for someone in particular, or maybe it's for God's people. Because it was literally about God's people. So I'm gonna hurry up and tell you all before it leave my mind. So pretty much, just to sum it up, it was more so God people can really be judgmental. Like, and I'll just speak for me. I'll just say we, because I really don't want anyone to think I'm talking about them in particular, because I'm really not. I don't know why this fell in my spirit. But we as God people, we have to stop being judgmental. And what I say that is, yes, the favorite line that I hear God's people say is, I ain't judging, it's God. It's God's words in the Bible. God judging them. Yes, the word is the word, and the word speaks for itself. That's it. God don't need our mouths. He don't need us to put our mouth on people. That is not the business that he is into. His word was created. He was the word, and he still is the word. He still is the word. So when it comes to us looking down on people or looking at people's situation and circumstances, and we tend to get a scripture out the Bible that may fit that person lifestyle, or what we may think it can fit that person lifestyle, we're wrong for that. We're judging. God word judges people alone. Everything that is in that holy Bible that is written is going to judge us. He don't want us to form opinions about people because that's judging. He don't want us to use his word as a leverage to judge people. That's judging. The word is the word. And I'm sure if anyone in the universe read the Holy Bible or have heard different scriptures being thrown to them by different people, then they're pretty much going to understand the word, and it's God's word. It's not something that Brianna is saying or this person is saying, but we don't need to, we don't need to use that word as a platform to judge and criticize people. And that's what church folks, quote unquote, do that. They do it a lot. And it's sad to sell, because I love God and I consider myself as a church folk because I go to church. I congregate with other members who love Jesus just as much as I do. But we just have to be mindful that we all human. I don't like this persona, and that was just the message that God gave me. And this is something that I just want to throw out there to the universe. When it comes to God's people, we don't have to be judged either. It's like, because we decide to take a different route in life than others, because we decide to have that faith, and we decide to go through life with grace and allow the word to be incorporated in our lives and just live a certain way different from other people, it doesn't mean that we're bougie. It doesn't mean that we're stuck up. It doesn't mean that we are holy and just thou holy and sanctified. I mean, even so, that's a blessed thing to be holy and sanctified. I mean, at the end of the day, that is what God want for his people. So I just want you all in the universe to be mindful that when it comes to the children of God, We are just ones that take on his name. We allow him to manifest himself in our lives every day. We allow ourselves to be a light and not be, you know, full of dark. You know, we just, that's just what it is. So we don't have to be judged and looked at like, oh, she thinks she's better than someone, or he think he better than someone. That man think because he's a man of God, he better. No. Understand that your thoughts are your thoughts. That is not what God people think. That's not what I think anyway. I'm going to just speak for myself, because honestly, you do have the ones that think that. And I just will be transparent and be honest, but that's not who I am as a person. And I can only speak for myself. There's an ugly side to God's children as well. We have ugly sides. We have dark sides. But at the same time, we are putting ourselves in a position where we can go and repent. And we can strive every day to do better, to be better. You get what I'm saying? It's not something that we like to indulge in every single day. But there is ugly sides to God's children. We're not perfect. We're human too. We're in the flesh just like anybody else is in the universe. We fall short of God's glory. We make mistakes. I do, speaking for myself, I make mistakes. I'm not perfect. But at the end of the day, I know what race I want to run. And I don't want to do it without God. I don't want to live this life without trying to be the betterment of myself. Like that's not the life that I want for myself. I want to go through things and deal with the experiences that God want me to deal with as an individual, but I want to go through it with grace. I want to know at the end of the day, it's nothing that I can go through or battle with on this earth that wouldn't make me love Jesus any lesser. Like this is just what it is for me. So this is just some messages that God gave me. And I don't even know why. Like I said, I was not too long, you know, vibing with my husband, and then in the mirror, get, you know, my daily routine and blah, blah, blah. And as I was putting on my heels, this is just something that just dropped in my spirit. So I hope someone got something out of this. And just know, when it comes to your salvation, don't judge God's people. Don't say, well, why should I go to church and he out there doing this, or she out there doing this, or they doing this, they not real. You know, I heard people say stuff like that about certain people. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, forget about those people. And not in a negative way, but when it comes to your relationship with God, your mindset has to change. Like you have to ask God to renew your mind, because when it comes to you going to church, that should be a personal thing. It's no need for no one to sit back and judge and say, well, I'm gonna base my salvation plan or my salvation future off of what I see. No, because at the end of the day, the church are the people. Like we are the church. When we're just going to a building and we're fellowshipping with one another, that's what we're doing. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. So at the end of the day, don't judge people. Don't. Everyone, you have to stop judging. Like that is a sin. Like you have to stop judging. And it's a contagious one. And it's a sin that to me is hard to get rid of, because sometimes people just run their mouths and they just don't understand how much they're judging a situation or someone's circumstances, and just, you know, they just talking, you know. So I just, you know, we have to govern that thing. Like we got to remember at the end of the day what we're doing this and who we're doing it for. Because honestly, I really try not to judge people. The personal relationships that I have with people in my life, I tend to have had a expectation or expectations from people, but I don't even have that anymore. So when it comes to judging, I don't do that, because I know that however someone decided to live their life, God is already judging them. I mean, who am I? I'm not the creator of anyone. Like, just who am I to put my mouth on anything that has to do with anybody? That is that person's life. Everybody has their own life. Everybody has their own life to live. If someone decides to do XYZ, that's between them and their Jesus. But just sitting around putting your mouth on people, church people, people that's in the universe, I mean, everybody in the universe, it got to stop. It got to stop because you're judging. You're judging the situation. And honestly, you shouldn't care about another person's life to the point where you have to literally put yourself in a position to sin. Why so? Nobody's life should cost you to go to hell. And that's just what it is. And if anybody's speaking on my life, because I definitely don't know why this message is in me. If you want to judge my life, that's between you and Jesus. That I have nothing to do with that. Whoever is on the outside, looking in on the inside, I don't know. That's between you and your Jesus. But I'm not a perfect person, but I love God. And every day I wake up, I try to live my life right. I don't always do right, but I try my best to. I try not to do repetitive things or go through repetitive cycles. I go through experiments and experience with grace. With grace, literally with grace. I still trust God at the end of any and everything. Decision making, I'm going to incorporate some Jesus in it. Whatever it takes, like whatever comes with me, I'm going to incorporate Jesus. And if that makes me better than anyone else, that's between you and your Jesus. Y'all have to stop putting your mouth on people. Y'all have to. Y'all do not know what people go through. You don't know the seasons that was not full of abundance, wealth, and prosperity. You know, you don't know. You never know what a person really goes through in life. Nobody, even I. So when it comes to people, you can't put your mouth on people. You know, you can't look down on the poor or people that's experiencing poverty, because it can be you. You can't put your mouth on those situations because you don't know who God going to have that person to be 5 years from now, 3 years from now, 2 years from now. And because you feel that you in a higher position, you can look down on people. That's not what it is. I'm sorry. It's really not what it is, because nobody is in a position to judge. No one. No one is in a position to judge, because another person's shortcomings can become yours. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep our mouth on people. We have to keep our mouth off of people's situations, people's business. It has to stop. It just has to stop. But I'm going to let y'all go, because I'm going to stop getting dressed. Like, I have one heel on. I have one heel on and one heel sitting in my lap, and it's like, okay, let me go ahead and get dressed. I just wanted to drop that message for you all very quickly. I hope everybody have an abundance day, and I hope everybody do put themselves in a position where we can just elevate. And when I speak on elevation, I'm not talking about just with materialistic things. Like, I'm talking about changing and renewing the mindset. Like, really sitting back, changing and renewing your mindset, because that's elevation to me. I don't understand what type of elevation people be referring to when you're talking about the physical. Like, I mean, because we all can, you know, be pressure physically, but as far as your mindset, like, elevate your mindset. Allow your mind to have newness. You know what I'm saying? Like, just bring value to yourself. That's the elevation that I'm talking about. Be your better self. Forget about the materialistic possessions. It's the mindset that we have to be in to even go through this life with grace. That's what I mean. And to me, that's pressure. That's pressure. But I hope y'all have a good day. Like I stated, I love everyone. Try not to be so long-winded. And like I said, I'm going to be posting videos on my YouTube. You can go to She Speaks Life Ministries by Brianna Thomas, of course. And I'm going to be posting some videos real soon. Like I said on one of my last episodes, I'm not really a big camera person. I mean, I take my pictures and stuff, but I'm real timid. I'm real timid. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm real timid unless I'm around my family. But other than that, I'm really timid. I'm really timid. So I'm working on posting these YouTube videos, you know. But I love you all, and I hope you all have a blessed day. And if no one ever told you all, I love you.